Episode 14 of the Fantasy Football Breakdown is here. What a crazy week three we had. I can't wait to get into this. I got Swags over here, ready to drop some knowledge for you guys on these waiver pickups. Swags, what is up, buddy?
What is up, my man? How was your weekend?
It's all right. It's a Monday, so it's one of those kind of days. Such a weird week, a week of games, man. Starting off with that Thursday night game with your boy Gurley going off in a crazy game. What was that, 80 points put up in that game?
Yeah.
So nuts for a Thursday night game. But
it was nice.
Man, definitely some weird and wild games all over the weekend.
Garcon went off finally.
For sure. I mean, Sammy went off. What do we mean Garcon? Sammy finally went off.
Yeah, I hear you. That should have happened. You know, Garcon's kind of one of those guys that you don't have that draft capital invested in that.
Very
I
true.
Think both of us have kind of been thinking would be a good steal and finally showed up.
Very true. My boy Cooper Kupp did not come through for me in that call. That burned me on a couple places. So that's one that I might like back, but it was nice to see Goff really spread the ball. I mean, shoot, even Robert Woods got 7 targets. Gurley got 7. Sammy finally got 7.
You still got some Cooper Kupp love out there, though. I saw a few people following you around. Just
that might have hurt a few people, so I do apologize for that, but better things are come for him. I don't know that I necessarily buy all the Robert Woods hype there, but it's nice to see him on the outside get some action.
Yep.
Don't give up on Kupp. He's still here.
Don't give up, yeah. He's a great dynasty guy still. I mean, Cooper Kupp's a talented wide receiver. He's young. He's going to go through some growing pains.
For sure. As all these rookie wide receivers are.
All right. Well, we're going to hit some waivers, right? Get into some of that stuff. Just kind of shoot the shit here.
That's what we do.
I'm too melancholy for this show. Let's get this shit going. All right, so I wanted to once again start this off with, and maybe we'll do this every waiver show. I don't know how this is going to go, but started off with some of the guys that we had on the Free For All Friday, because some of those guys are still going to end up on our waiver list today. I haven't heard all of Two Drinks, and he hasn't heard all of mine. We went back and forth a little bit, but some of the guys that we're wanting you to go out and get on these Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before Sunday's kickoffs. They're still showing up with pretty low ownership. We don't know if you guys own them or not, but if you're listening to our show, if there's one thing you can take out of us, try to pick up these guys, man. They might help you out. Just drop somebody. It's hard. This week it's hard for me to say to you, even though I still believe in this, go drop Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall. I know they had better weeks, but man, I'd still rather own some of these guys than them, honestly. Anyway, I'm rambling.
Nice to see a little bit from Brandon Marshall, though.
Yeah,
it's not all locked. There might be a little piece in there.
Yep. maybe a little bit. The first person on this list, and it actually surprised me, even though he's in a great situation, and I think this is somebody that you added to our list last Friday, was Benjamin Watson. Came in with 11 points in PPR.
I mean, it was nice to see him get the touchdown, which kind of saved it for him there, because that whole game was atrocious.
Yeah, but he's a tight end, so that's what you want. I mean, he outplayed a lot of other tight ends, I'll tell you that.
Very true.
I mean, I would have taken him over my Travis Kelce.
That's true. Very true.
You know what I mean?
He's no Mercedes Lewis.
No.
But
he was not on our list.
I would like to, and he's not going to be. Like, I would like to know if somebody out there has Mercedes Lewis and you started him last week, I'd love to see a screenshot of that sent to Twitter. That would be awesome.
I'll look up his start percentage.
Like under one, I feel like.
It's probably pretty low. I mean, but I don't even know his ownership.
I mean, the only way he was started has got to be somewhere around me here. A super Jags homer, like in a, you know what I mean, in a deep league. You should not be starting Mercedes Lewis.
Well, I mean,
even after this,
you might be able to argue that maybe you should have started him, but there's no way you could have known about that.
Right, nobody did. Just stop it.
Leave me alone.
Right. But I'd like to see it. If you did, that would be very interesting. I don't believe it. Any other takeaways from that game?
Well, his ownership,
Flacco is not good.
His ownership was 2.2% owned as of now. So, I mean, some leagues you can still be picking up players. But his ownership is
true.
2.2%. So, that's couldn't have been actually more than that.
Right.
So, the next one on the list was Deonte Foreman, had 10 points.
Sure.
This guy we're going to be talking about later. He's definitely on my list. Lamar Miller's not looking good. Deonte Foreman's looking pretty good for the touches he's going to get. I think those touches will keep going up. I think that in a good situation, I think the team's going to get better and better and better. He's got a young team, but I think better things are to come. And, man, 10 points, I'm flexing that if I have to. It's not ideal right now, but go get these guys.
No, I agree with you there. I think he's definitely going to start to see some more touches, you know. I definitely like Lamar Miller, and he is going to lose touches to Foreman. And Foreman just seems more explosive, you know, with the ball when he's out there. So, you know, he had a couple broken plays from Watson, but that's going to happen with Watson back there scrambling around and letting guys get open. But
Lamar Miller kind of sucks.
Unfortunately, easy now.
I forget that's your boy sometimes, but.
Yeah, you don't have to be mean now, but go ahead and get Foreman. I do agree with that. I don't know that I thought it might happen as fast as it did so far, but seems trending towards Foreman for sure.
Yep. Marquise Lee had 10 points. That's another guy. I mean, go get him. I don't know. I think this is about his floor. His ceiling is like any wide receiver, but I think this is probably about what you're going to see from Marquise Lee, 10 to 15 points a week. But that's decent. Shoot, what did Demaryius Thomas have last week? About 15 points?
Yeah, about 15.
Give or take, you know?
15.8 in full PPR there.
So, again, you know, a wide receiver that you can get in a wide receiver 3. I've had to use him in a wide receiver 2 in some rough situations. Definitely a flex guy, somebody to have on your bench.
Yeah,
I've been playing Marquise Lee all year, as sad as that sounds.
No, I mean, as soon as A-Rob went down, it kind of makes sense. And it was nice to see the Jags kind of, you know, let Bortles hit with some quick slants and stuff like that, get the ball out of his hand and get to those guys. So, I'm still liking Lee over Hearn, so I'm with you here. And it seems like Lee's the one that's more readily available in most leagues. So I like that call. I guess we'll keep liking that call until enough people will pick him up.
And so this next guy, I went up and down the list really quick before I said this, and I feel pretty good about it, my statement here. He may be my favorite guy on this list. And honestly, I feel sort of good about that. And it's not because I think he's going to win it for you every week, but I don't feel he's going to lose it for you. I think he's got a decent tight end floor. I mean, ever since week one, he's gotten you 8 to 12 points, you know, sort of similar to Marquise Lee. They're not going to knock your socks off, but for a tight end and how I devalue the position still in most cases, I think that Evan Ingram's got a nice floor to just put right in your tight end spot and not worry much about it. I don't know. How do you feel about Ingram, honestly?
That's fair. I mean, I think in the same right there, let's mention the other rookie in David Njoku. Didn't he end up with another touchdown this week too? I think both those guys are out there. So
he did. And you know, I'm a fan.
But I think, I mean, I'm still seeing him too. So, you know, like you said, if you can maybe you have a stud tight end, trade him away for another piece, and then you're able to go get one of these guys. You know, plus up your roster somewhere else.
And
there's some very interesting options sitting there.
And this is arguable and probably a mute point, but I feel like Ingram's just a little safer.
That's interesting, but I mean, you can see it in the first couple of games, even with the Giants not really looking well. So I'll concede to you for right now.
Next one on the list was Devin Funchess, had 9 points.
Still there, yeah.
Still there. I don't know how I feel about Funchess. I think, obviously, with the Kelvin Benjamin injury, it puts him pretty high up on the list of waivers this week. But yeah, he had, 10 targets, caught 3?
Correct.
Not an amazing day, actually, even for those 9 points he gave you.
I mean, this was supposed to be the matchups of all matchups for them too. Cam just isn't right.
Yeah.
But at least McCaffrey went off, you know.
Yeah.
I guess that's the one plus you can say from that side. But
definitely.
And I think McCaffrey probably sees a little bit more work with KB being out as well. But Funch is going to get double-digit targets almost every week.
So for sure. And he still, I mean, he got his 9 points. Still a flex play.
Yeah. And he's going to have some upside there, you know, being the only big body out there now.
Yeah. But like you said, I mean, with Benjamin leaving this game and the matchup, I mean, he should have – we should be – telling you he had 15, 20 points, in my opinion.
I for sure. With the amount of targets that came his way, like, yeah.
But still worth a shot. He's doing it week to week now.
I mean, like you said, that 9 points he got, I mean, that's probably his floor at this point.
Yep.
So you can flex that easy, and if he catches two more balls out of that, one of them's a touchdown, you're setting yourself up pretty in that spot, so.
And then the next one on the list, your boy, I think he was almost always your number one tight end, especially in Dynasty. You mentioned him a lot in your Fresh Meat articles. David Njoku, is that correct, though? You like him?
Yeah, I had him as my first tight end coming out over Howard and Ingram, for sure.
You still feel that way?
I do, yeah. I mean, who else is catching it there? I think, you know, kind of still can revolve around him. It's going to take him time. You know, I get that Ingram's, you know, hitting that pace a little bit faster, but it's three games in and Njoku has two touchdowns. I can't really complain.
Yeah. And if anybody hasn't, go check out those Fresh Meat articles too. A lot of time put into those. Like, even if you just want to razz two drink about the ones you got wrong and
there are definitely a few in there.
Pat him on the back for his good calls. Some of those early rookie calls are hard to make, man. And a lot of time watching film and stuff to get those done for you guys.
Yeah, so
those are on clockdodgers.com. I don't know. You can tell them about them really quick if you want.
No, man, you hit it good. It's definitely some older material, and I'm, you know, already starting my notes on this next year, which is kind of fun. But I'm excited to kind of get into that and write some more of that for this next season.
Although that's fun unless you're in a rookie draft with two drink. Then it's not so fun.
I mean, I'm not always going to be right, but I feel like I like the guys and backed it up so far, but we'll see. It's a process. It's Dynasty.
Yep. Next on the list is Wendell Smallwood.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's a huge one. We're going to be talking about him a little bit, but he had 9 points. I wish he did a little bit better, but yeah, 9 points, RB2, RB3. Flex, he's not my kind of RB2, but he's your kind of RB2.
I mean, I'll definitely take him. If I'm going wide receiver heavy, I don't mind that. I mean, so come on, today's, I mean, if you haven't heard, Sproles not only broke his arm, but also tore his ACL. That's very difficult to do. Like, that's those two things don't usually go together, even in football. So that's the kind of thing that I almost feel bad saying, but I would not be surprised if he's, you know, given a medical retirement, a settlement or something like that. He ain't coming back from this. As much as I hate to say that, I've loved watching the guy over the time. I don't think Sproles is coming back. That being said, moving on to your call on Smallwood, I love that. Like, he didn't do as much as we wanted to, but he's going to get more opportunity moving forward.
Well, and Blunt sucks.
Yeah, I mean, he got in the end zone, right? But I think we'll start to see a little bit more Smallwood moving forward. Do you buy Corey Clement? I know he got that late touchdown, Wisconsin kid. You know, maybe with the Sproles in, does he come in and sneak some of that away from Smallwood? Is Clement worth it? And I mean, we're talking, you know, probably 14, 16 maybe type leagues at that point. But
yeah, I mean, like that Dynasties, a little bit deeper.
If he's on your waiver, Dynasty, go grab him because he might be there.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, a little bit deeper. We're in some deeper leagues, so I could see that. But I'm not super interested, to be honest with you. I hate the Philly backfield. I mean, they ruin anybody that goes through there.
No, that's fair. Blunt or Smallwood rest of the season?
Smallwood.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Yeah. Moving along, next on the list, we got Jaren Brown. I just checked to make sure before the game before we got on, I looked and he had 9 points, and out of halftime he's still at 9 points, but not a bad play. He's still got some time in the game too. I looked at JJ Nelson, he wasn't doing so hot either. But right now Jaren Brown has 9 points. Decent game. I don't know how I feel about Jaren Brown and this whole offense, honestly.
I mean, he has the only Cardinals touchdown at this point, so you can't fault him there, even though it's only on one catch.
Yep.
Fitz is getting a little bit more work, you know, he hasn't really seen that, but I like that. I think a lot of people have been on the JJ Nelson hype train. I think it's going to float around. Some days it's going to be Fitz. I think Nelson will get his, and there's going to be some Jaren Brown games. So yeah,
I agree.
It's not bad to go grab those kind of guys. If something else happens, you know, he's going to see a lot more flushed his way. So
yeah, I'm ready to sell him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. All right. Then it gets like not as fun, but there's still some guys on here that I think definitely worth talking about. Curtis Samuel, we had on the list. He had 6 points. Kind of the same thing with Funchess with the matchup and with Benjamin going out. These guys really didn't do that good. I mean, we should be talking about more than just McCaffrey having a good game.
Most definitely. That offense needs some revamp for sure.
Yeah.
But again, if KB is going to miss any kind of time, I mean, even during practice, maybe they game plan a little bit more to get Samuel involved because he looks quick with the ball in his hands. So,
yep.
I do like that call. You're not going to be starting him at this point. But
Tolbert had 5 points. I still think he's a pretty important handcuff. He's tough to start. He's going to be fluky week to week, but 5 points. Lockett had 5 points. Obviously, with the Baldwin injury, he's pretty important right now. Fleener had a bad game. Still, I think, worth owning. 3 points for Fleener. Tywan Taylor only had 3 points. Zach Miller had 3 points. Ebron had 2 points. Hooper had 2 points. And Jalen Richard. Did you say Richard or Jalen Richard or Jalen Richard?
I said Richard.
Richard. We'll say Jalen Richard.
It's French. He's fancy.
Well, he's not so fancy this week. He only got 1 point.
Yeah, but the Raiders' offense looked not so hot either. There were some funky games.
I mean,
some weird teams won.
Yeah. So that's all I have for that list. It wasn't as fun as exciting as last week. We didn't have any of those Chris Thompsons on there.
There's no Chris Thompsons. How do you feel about Brandon Oliver?
I think he's an important waiver ad.
Did we mention him? I feel like we didn't mention him.
I don't think he was on the free-for-all Friday, was he? Did you?
Oh, no, that's right.
Yeah.
No, I think I wrote him down, but I didn't.
Gotcha.
I didn't sneakily
If he it. Wasn't in my notes, I might not have. You know what I mean? Sorry.
No, you're cool. Yeah.
But, yeah, but I like him as a waiver ad, but, yeah, I just didn't have him in those notes. My bad.
Nope, that's good.
How do you feel about Brandon Oliver?
I mean, I think Gordon's going to be all right, right? But yeah. I think he's still an important piece to add there. You know, Rivers liked him earlier in preseason there about trying to get him the ball some more. You know, maybe with Gordon taking that shot and getting sore, they're like, all right, maybe we don't need to have, you know, Melvin on the field 90% of the time. It's right. Not that much.
Even at that, for me as a Melvin Gordon owner, it was a wake-up call to go out and try to get Brandon Oliver. And exactly. I have no shares of Brandon Oliver, and I probably have 5 to 7 Melvin Gordon shares. So I'll be putting a little work in next couple of days, seeing who's got them. Two drinks, probably holding on to all that.
I've got a bunch of those, like, RB, like, 4 or 5.
Going to get them right now before we get off the phone, and then going to try to sell them to me.
That's right. Although I don't have a lot of fab in one of those since I spend all on Kerwin Williams.
Good old days.
2 weeks ago.
You used to have so much money.
I know, right? I'm poor now.
So what's up? You want to hit some of these waiver guys?
Yeah, let's see if any of those guys we just mentioned are there. I mean, there you go. But I think we have a few more guys that are at least interesting ads and – and ones that did well this week and can do well moving forward. I did just mention Burton and Oliver, so I kind of jumped the gun there. But what else you got on your list?
My waiver ads?
Yeah, for this week.
I've got a list of about 10 guys here, and then I tried to narrow it down to like my 5 or 6 top guys that I'd want you to throw a waiver in on.
Okay.
That's pretty tough.
Like you said, there's not those as many studs as the week before, but, you know, we say that, and, you know, Thompson was on that one last week going off.
So the guys I have wrote down in no order are Sterling Shepard, Wendell Smallwood, Devin Funchess, Alvin Kamara, Duke Johnson, Deontay Foreman, Marquise Lee, Taylor Gabriel, of course, with the Julio injury. He's at practice. Limited, but he is at practice.
That's Julio. Couple games in.
Yep. And then I've got Brandon Oliver. And then one guy I added that I talked to you about already that we agreed kind of can't be a waiver guy, but some guys dropped this guy. I picked him up in 2 leagues before kickoff is Kenny Britt.
Yep.
Kenny Britt had a decent game. He got the touchdown correct. And but he still kind of sucked. But he got the targets. I think he had 10 targets, and I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. They played sort of similar to what we were talking about with the Panthers. They played the Colts. I feel like the players that did good should have done better, or it should have been a little bit easier for them. So Kenny Britt did do good, but I'm sort of proceeding with caution. I don't want to overpay for him. But if he did get dropped, I think he's worth an add. Me personally. No, I'm with you.
I mean, I think it's similar in a way to Funchess. He's getting 10 targets, but he's only catching, you know, 3 of them, a few of them.
Yeah.
You'd like, even if that comes to, you know, to the middle and he's catching 50%, which is still a low number for what you would think.
Yep.
It's bound to go up, so. It may not feel the best to go pick up Kenny Britt, but if you need it in a pinch, you know, I understand they were playing the Colts, but the targets are still going to be there. You know, I like it.
If I had a number one waiver to play of my list, and I don't know if this guy counts. I didn't look at percentage or anything.
Yeah.
I just know I saw this guy available in a league, but I'd use it on Kamara. Even with everything that happened this weekend and injuries and everything, that'd be who I would go to. I just think it's a great, fun situation. I think he's going to keep getting more targets. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little too high on the guy. And then I'd probably go to Shepard and then Smallwood.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, you're not looking at me to bring you down the Kamara, you know, ladder. I'm right up there with you. He's very explosive with the ball. You know, Adrian Peterson, Melvin Ingram, we talked about it. Mark Ingram. I don't buy those guys long-term. Kamara, like you said, it's fun. Just get him the ball. He is quicker than everybody on the field.
Yeah.
you got to find ways to get him to touch the ball more if you want to win.
Yep, I'm with you. How about you, though? I mean, where are your waiver guys? Do you have any of those guys?
I do have a lot of those guys. I mean, you mentioned Taylor Gabriel. I kind of like Sanu on the other side. You got the same amount of targets. Yeah,
good one.
Same amount of targets there. He's a bigger body. And he's on the field a lot more than Taylor Gabriel is, you know, with Julio healthy and out there. So, you know, he's on there. I think wrote down 85% of the game, where Gabriel's in there less than 60. So I know we're playing with some funky numbers there, but I'll take the guy that's on the field a little bit more, you know, and much taller. Gabriel's that short little speed guy, and really made his whole day with one play, I believe, you know, where Sanu was a little bit more consistent in how he got his. So I think both of them are interesting. If I have to pick, I'm going to take Sanu over Gabriel, but I get the big play, you know, ability from Gabriel. I mean, he could have 2 catches, or, you know, a catch and a sweep they even run to him and make your whole day with just that.
Yeah.
I think although it was a lot of garbage time, I think Alex Collins is still interesting out there in Baltimore. That offense just looks like a mess. And like I said, I know it was late, but he seemed to run hard.
Yeah. My problem with Alex Collins is more even just that situation. Is Terrence West going to come back? Is Danny Woodhead going to be back?
Yeah, it's probably not a long-term play like a longer-term play like some of the other ones are.
But I like it. Sure. I want Alex Collins to be good there. That Alex Collins sounds more fun than someone. Honestly, sounds more fun than Terrence West or Buck Allen, right? I mean, if that transpired, but
it feels weird to say that. But I think if he was given the same opportunity that Buck is, we might be talking about Collins a lot more.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Another one I like wide receiver-wise is Juju Smith-Schuster. I think it's just an interesting one to keep an eye on. He is not owned in very many places. But he's seen the field more than Martavis Bryant is. And he did get 6 targets in that last game. I mean, I think it's going to take a little bit for Big Ben and him to kind of get on the same page because he only reeled in 2 for 39 yards. But, yeah, he's a rookie. Give him a little bit of time.
And I mean, the snap count for the rookie, like you said, I mean, to be getting beyond the field that much, I mean, they want the guy to get better.
Exactly. And he can line up inside in the slot there. And I mean, where defense is going to key when they come to line up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Antonio Brown, you're looking at Bell, Martavis Bryant on the other side. Don't worry about the rookie. He's going to see nickel single court, coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. So
if he can get it together, I like that one a lot.
And with that said, I mean,
you don't have to spend anything on him.
Yeah. If you're in a dynasty league or anything like that, go maybe try to get him now. The dust is kind of settled. Chances are the owners kind of keep an eye on him a little bit more, but you might be able to get him for a decent value before he breaks out.
Yeah, I like to do like a two for two or whatever, where you kind of just sneak him in as a little piece.
Yeah. Yep, you'll be like, oh, how about Dalvin Cook and Odell Beckham Jr. for Zeke?
And Diggs.
And Diggs, oh yeah.
Yeah, because Diggs didn't have a good game or anything. He's not a stud. No. Yeah, that's interesting. Maybe I'll put that one up because I'd like to see what other people think about that. Dalvin Cook and OBJ or Zeke and Diggs, just straight up 2 for 2. I'm gonna put that up as a poll. Y'all come find that one.
All right. To be fair, though, you probably even thought a little bit different about that trade 5 days ago.
Oh, I mean, most definitely. I mean, OBJ didn't have 2 touchdowns, so like you're not feeling. You know what I mean?
I was never worried about him though. I just didn't believe in Diggs.
You don't believe in Diggs now, or you do?
I believe in Diggs a little bit more.
Right. All right, fair enough.
Not like I do Odell Beckham Jr., though.
Which, okay.
You know what I mean?
But, right. Yeah, Zeke's garbage, so I guess we won't worry about it.
How's he doing, by the way?
I don't know. You start talking. I'll check it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're in trouble now if you're gonna start talking.
I know.
Well, hey, we're gonna jump around. How about your boy Mixon real quick? Gio still out there or Mixon? You still like Mixon because he got all that work now?
Yeah, I like Mixon. I want to buy him up.
Remember that when we get the 2-minute breakdown.
Yeah,
little teaser.
All right,
Elliott's doing all right. He's got 62 yards on the ground, so
I just can't have him get 7 points in the Clock Dodger Dynasty League.
Well, he's got 3 catches, too, so you're out. And it settles. There's a loss.
That'll be my first loss.
Unless he has, like, a couple fumbles. But I do have one other guy, kind of weird. I mentioned to you earlier. Quarterback, Watson. He looked good against what you thought, the Belichick Patriots would have come out there and put a stomping on the rookie, but he seemed to really move the ball down the field when he needed to and make some plays and have command of that offense. I think he's a good streamer moving forward in some matchups. So just something, I mean, I think he's out there in a lot of 10 and 12 team leagues for sure that are starting one quarterback. 2 quarterback leagues. He's an interesting play. I've played him once already this year. So,
yeah,
I think I've you still like Kizer too. Yeah,
yeah, I like Kizer.
Yeah,
I wish he had some better weapons.
Sure, he needs to feed Njoku a little bit more.
Yep, Kenny Britt needs to learn how to catch, make some plays. Honestly, right. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
come on. He didn't even seem. I don't know. Some of these guys, they don't even seem interested.
No, I hear you. Like, all the Browns?
Yeah.
What's up with Crow, man? Crow or Duke rest this season? Is that crazy to say now?
No, I don't think it's crazy.
Like, three weeks ago, it was nuts. I mean, I told people to drop Duke. Looked worthless.
I think I'd still take Crowell. I think...
I'm with you.
He was a product of that game that we were telling everybody to start guys, you know, and I think that he ended up just fitting the mold. He ended up being the one, you know, he played that slot role. We thought the targets were going to go other places, and he ended up just being the guy.
Yeah, Duke got six catches, 81 yards, and a nasty, like, you know, falling back single-hand catch, which was really nice. Crow only got 12 carries, like... I mean, he wasn't doing much with them, but he's going to have to get more than that, you know, for you to feel good about it.
Let's see if we can narrow down top few guys. Like, if people are going to be using the number one or two waiver wire ad this week, and then break into that two-minute breakdown.
I like that. So, I'm with you. I think Kamara's still the guy I like the most out here. You had Shepherd, too. I feel like I'm going to – is that right?
Yeah,
kind of like Shepherd too.
Yep, I threw him out there.
And Funchess 3 in that mix there. You like Funchess or Shepherd?
I think I said Smallwood. Marquise Lee above Funchess, honestly.
Gotcha.
I mean, kind of just, I mean.
No, I hear you. No, I mean,
man,
I know.
Like Blake Bortles or Cam Newton rest of season.
Man.
You know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah. I want to say Cam. That's probably wrong.
I don't think you're wrong.
Bortles finishes as a QB1 every year somehow.
Like, I think that.
Garbage crap. It doesn't matter. Somehow he finds a way.
Yeah. But that's what I was going to say, though, to your point. That garbage time, I think, for. When we're talking about Funchess or Marquise Lee, I think it's going to help Lee more than Funchess.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
I think I'd like the targets I expect more from Funchess than Lee. But it's very close.
Yeah. But I'm going to take Lee and then... So we both agree on Kamara. Yeah. So Kamara, Shepherd, Smallwood. Yeah. All these guys are worth an ad, guys. It's week 3. Use your waiver priority. Who gives a shit?
I'm not using one.
That's week 4.
If you got something, it's going into week 4. Yeah.
Going into week 4.
If you got something there, I wouldn't use waiver 1 on any of these guys. I'd chill, but I think Sanu and Juju are both at least ones to look at, depending on what your team looks like.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you.
But... There's some names there. I'd like to hear if you guys got different people out there you want to know questions about. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit us up on Fantasy Life app. Like, I'd love to see if there's some different names you want to talk about that you're seeing all over the place that we're not mentioning too.
Yep. And if you get on the Fantasy Life app and you don't know where to find us, tag us on the main. Any shouts you have, you can find us both in 2017 FL chat. We'll get back with you pretty quick.
Yeah.
That chat's always happen. If we're not in there, somebody will help you out.
Yeah, there's some cool dudes in there. I'm like, man, these guys are answering questions good too.
Yep.
All right, so I think it's about that time, dude. I feel like we covered all our guys.
Yep.
A lot of interesting names. But 2 minute breakdown.
Let's
coming
do
into
it.
Your face. That sounded really weird.
I'm gonna do so good.
I doubt it. Yep. So I. You're going to do the timer, right? That way you can see it, too, and it brings the pressure on. You feel excited, I can tell.
Ask me some damn questions.
All right, 2 minute breakdown. Swag's going to start it after I finish answering or asking the first question. Swags, are you ready?
And now, your 2 minute breakdown.
I'm ready. Was that my first question, dude? That'd be cool. You're like,
no.
Why didn't you answer the fucking question?
Like, I'm not that nice. No, I'm not. Here we go. Golden Tate, at the end of the Falcons game, scored, right?
Yes.
Last time the Lions were in the Super Bowl.
Like, Jesus Christ, 60-something?
Rather watch Super Bowl at home or at a party with lots of people?
At home.
Start, bench, drop. Fournette, Mixon, Cook, rest of season.
I'll start Cook, bench, Fournette, drop Mixon.
What?
Asshole.
Will Teddy Bridgewater play this year?
No.
Minecraft weapon of choice versus your son.
Ooh, it's got to be a diamond sword, I think. I think they're pretty cool. I don't know. I never get one. I get like wooden shovels and shit. I don't even know.
Does he beat you, or you let him beat you?
Well, I don't know. I'm usually just digging a hole somewhere I can't get out of. I have no fucking idea what's going on half the time. He's pretty good at it compared to me.
Should the NFL have an actual team in London?
No.
Beast mode or DeMarco Murray rest this season?
Beast mode.
How many piercings do you have? Or have had?
I had both my ears pierced once in my youth. I don't wear earrings there anymore.
You're in the stands and see a blowout win. Are you leaving early or staying till the final whistle if it's your Lions?
I'm leaving.
Hunter Henry, no targets in 2 out of 3 games. Should you drop him and pick up Antonio Gates?
No.
How many jerseys do you own and do you wear them?
I don't have any, actually.
What's the last jersey you had?
Probably like a Tayshaun Prince jersey.
Oh, throwing it back to the Pistons.
Yep.
Look at you. Did you even start the timer? We made it? Just went. Shit. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was real shit. Yeah. So, did we got through them all?
Yeah.
Wow, I don't even know what to do. That makes it so boring.
We made it and you don't like it.
No, I like it. I love it.
I asked two easy questions. Nice, look at you. throwing out the country lyrics if y'all didn't catch that.
Yeah, I'm not a little bit country.
You're a lot country.
You got it going on.
Oh man. So you want to tell people where you can find us? I think you should.
Yeah.
I don't know where we are.
We'll tell them. I
know by now.
Swagzilla on the Fantasy Life app. Swagzilla OG on Twitter and on Sleeperbot. We got with Ruxin. He's not going to be working on our Twitter bot.
Damn.
A little disappointed. He's going to work on some other stuff for us, but I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah.
Right. I feel like Twitterbot will happen. Maybe we just keep saying it, like each time we give them something. So this time, Twitterbot.
Every cent we haven't made has gone to him, and he won't make us Twitterbot.
Right? I'm going to double it. Double your pay right now.
Where can they find you, my man?
I am at 2DrinkMinimum on the Fantasy Life app. I am at FL2DrinkMinimum on Sleeperbot and on Twitter. I am also the one that, at this point, 100% the tweets are mine from @FF_breakdown. So don't get it twisted. I'm not Swags. Although, if you hit me up there, I usually tag him and stuff where I'm answering questions too. So he'll come in and jump there eventually as well. But come find us. Hit me with some questions, some trades, whether or not you started Mercedes Lewis. Like, I want to hear all that. Maybe with some stuff, maybe some questions coming up for future episodes on the DM there. That'd be nice. So
hit us up on the Twitterbot.
Twitterbot too. Maybe we just make Twitterbot.
Let's just make it.
Combine all the good things, and that's our million, kajillion dollar idea. I'm just making up words now. That's how you know it's good.
Yeah, Twitterbot and the kajillion trillion.
That's right. I mean, it's got to be enough so we can split it and be good, so it's cool.
Oh, shit.
It is good.
This is epically pitiful.
But it was 14. Because I know you love it so much. It's over.